It is not at all unusual for people to spend part of the springtime pulling weeds out of gardens. In some places, there's a real community feel for it. Take Mount Shasta, for example. Crowds of people are expected to gather this weekend to yank weeds out of the ground. It's the second annual Weeds to Native Plants pull, focused on removing invasive species. Rebecca Franco is the weed pull coordinator and our guest on The Exchange. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, second year for this event. Tell us about how it got started.
Well, actually, it got started because of another program called the Weeds and Native Plants. Weeds and Native Plants, also sponsored by Mount Shasta Area Audubon and funded by the U.S. Forest Service, the Mount Shasta area population, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, was an effort with 15 schools throughout the county to go out in their communities and pull weeds and plant native plants. It's always good to put native plants where there have been weeds.
Right.
Anyway, so that was a very successful program. All the schools participating schools received tools so that they could go out and do it once the funding ran out, all on their own. And then it was a natural fit for us to extend into focusing on the community along with schools. And the community that was the most obvious for us was the community of Mount Shasta, because when you drive in from the north, you drive in from the south, a couple of years ago, the first things you saw were noxious weeds, especially Scotch broom. And that's kind of disconcerting, mm-hmm. especially when you're a local and you see it all the time. So last year, it was amazing, you know, after just a few phone calls, community groups such as the Mount Shasta Rotary and the Siskiyou Land Trust and the Mount Shasta Ecology Center, the Chamber of Commerce, the city of Mount Shasta were just raring to go. And so last year we had over 50 people participating, several from Mount Shasta High School because of the Interact Club, which is a part of Rotary. And there I have photos of about 18 huge piles down Mount Shasta Boulevard, north and south. And we're going to try to do it again this Saturday.
So how did things like Scotch broom first get into the area?
Well, you know, Scotch broom is one of those plants that has been able to get into the Pacific Northwest in many sneaky ways. One way, traditionally, it used to be used as packing material before people used paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it spread its tentacles around different parts of the world because people don't realize that there's seeds in there. And unfortunately, in the Pacific Northwest, transportation agencies planted Scotch broom, seeing that, oh, it's a really hardy plant. We're not going to have to water it very much. We're not going to have to do a lot of maintenance. So let's plant it.
So for for landscaping along freeways and things like that?
So it was planted along freeways. There are places, like up in Washington, where you could drive for miles and miles and miles and see nothing but Scotch broom, and nobody really understood at that time the consequences of those actions. And that did happen to a certain extent here, though not as much as up in Washington, thank goodness, because here it is still controllable in most places, but not everywhere. You know, there's some communities. You go down to Grass Valley in the Nevada City area, beautiful places, and it's very sad to see Scotch broom instead of what should be there.
Rebecca Franco is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the weed pull coordinator for this weekend's event in Mount Shasta, starting at 8:30 at Mount Shasta City Park, the Upper Lodge. How many people got involved last year? How many do you expect this year?
Well, there were approximately 55 people last year, and this year I think there would be more. But as you just said, the weather forecast.
I didn't even give you this.
And I looked at the hourly forecast, and there's a 30% chance of precipitation here, and it's going to be in the 30s from 8 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I think the people who really want to see it happen and who don't mind getting wet, who can always change their clothes into something warmer, and we will have hot coffee and food and cocoa at the lodge. So, you know, hopefully people will step up. And there is another advantage to pulling weeds in the rain. They come out a lot easier, so we could be more effective.
Ah, the earth is soft. Way to get a good spin on it there, Rebecca. So what? So you say you're not just pulling out the old stuff, and 18 huge piles sounds really impressive. But you're putting in native stuff too. What are you replacing the Scotch broom, for example, with?
Well, there are. Last year we replaced them with native grass seeds, but this year, because of all the rain, we're thinking about fire season, and whatever grass we put in there is going to dry. So we're not going to put as much grass as native forbs like yarrow and goldenrod, perhaps coyote mint, buckwheat. There's so many possibilities. Dogbane, mugwort, Douglas spirea. So there are a lot of wonderful plants that will also spread, but not as rapidly as the invasives do. The reason why the invasives spread the way they do is because they have no natural predators. Their predators are over in Europe and Asia and different places, not here.
So the things that would eat them or outcompete them just aren't present.
They're not present, but they are present for our plants. And so that's why we want to give our plants a chance to reproduce and have success in our landscape here. So we're going to give them a nudge.
That sounds like a really impressive pull that you got from last year. If you got 18 piles of weeds, what do you do with all that material then, Rebecca?
Well, here's where the city of Mount Shasta very wonderfully steps up. They went and they picked up all those piles and they took them to an open area on the south part of town and piled them up and burned them, basically.
Okay.
And, you know, at this time of year, they don't have seeds, so we're not worrying so much about that.
And how strenuous does this work get, and what do people bring to be able to do the work?
Well, it can be as strenuous as you allow. Because, for example, there's some people who might have a bad back or have bad knees or don't want to be outside who are helping out by helping out in the lodge. You know, we need people to sign up, to set up, to provide, to not provide, but actually set up the food, and to be there when people come in and out, especially latecomers who come in. They need someone to direct them as to where the program project areas are. And there are going to be approximately 4 project areas in Mount Shasta. Each project area has a leader and at least one truck with chains to pull the Scotch broom. We're also going to be concentrating this year on Dyer's Woad, which is a type of mustard. And that's one of those very innocuous-looking plants that you think, oh, it's so pretty. And then you close your eyes and open your eyes again, and boom, your whole field's full of them.
Well, that is a hearty plant. We're talking to Rebecca Franco from Mount Shasta about the weed pull coming up this weekend. That'll be Saturday starting at, is it 8:30 or 8?
8:30.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wanted to address what people need to bring. This weekend they need to wear clothing that can get wet, especially footwear. They need to bring gloves, perhaps a hat. If they have tools for pulling weeds, that would be wonderful. Those small little weed tools that you use for dandelions in your house would be fine. Shovels would be fine. And the more specific tools we'll provide.
Okay, so a lot of time spent on hands and knees potentially for some people, but then up at the other end of the spectrum, you said chains to pull out the Scotch broom?
Well, people with trucks can put chains around. See, some of these Scotch we have a tool called an extractigator that you can purchase out of British Columbia.
I saw that word and wondered what that was.
Yeah. It's a pretty neat tool where it's designed for small trees, and it will grasp the bottom of the plant and it has a lever, and as you pull the lever down, the plant comes up. And for certain size weeds, it works. Some of the Scotch broom are outrageously huge. They look like trees. They have extensive roots and very strong roots. So the fastest way, if you have a road there and access to them with a vehicle, is to put a chain around them and hook it up to your truck and pull. Because you really do want to get the roots with them. And, you know, if you can't get to them with a vehicle, then you use the extractigator if you can. If it's a huge plant and a lot of them grow to be huge, then it takes elbow grease. But we won't be in much of that situation this time because we're going to have access to roads. The areas that we're choosing are along roadways and along other pathways.
So these are generally rights of way. It's not private land or anything, right?
Right. It's not private land at all, except for two places where we have permission to work. I've already talked to the landowners, and they're happy to have us out there pulling their weeds.
Okay,
they're fine with that.
All right, so nobody should freelance, though, and decide their neighbor's blackberries are bothering them and pull those out.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, you need to have permission because literally there are people who say, please don't pull my noxious weeds because they provide privacy for me, mm-hmm. or I like the color. Something that the Mount Shasta Area Audubon has offered to do on the Siskiyou Land Trust jurisdiction areas has been to replace some of the Scotch broom that's there with native plants. And if people let us pull their Scotch broom, then we will replace them with another plant that's a native plant that will also grow and be beautiful and provide cover for them and privacy for them.
And Rebecca, where are you getting the native plants, and what's the cost to pay for those?
Well, it depends upon which native plants we get and how tall they are. You know, the more developed the plant, if you buy a plant or a small tree that is, you know, 10, 15 feet, you're going to pay more than if you plant a seedling. So really, we're going to take it case by case. There's some wonderful larger shrubs like Douglas spirea. And this is a meadow area. Douglas spirea already grows there, and it grows beautifully. It has that really beautiful pink flower. That's noticeable in the spring and in the summer. That would be a likely candidate. Perhaps redbud could be put in instead. And so there are a number of other plants that we could put in instead of the noxious weeds that are in some of those areas in that meadow. It's called Sisson Meadow.
Okay. Sounds like a busy day and potentially a wet one as well. So all kinds of clothing options to be considered here at the Mount Shasta Weed Pull. Gather at 8:30 at the Mount Shasta City Park Upper Lodge. Rebecca Franca will be happy to see you. And Rebecca, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you.